I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. People who want to save the Rock Island County Courthouse are offering free beer to anyone who can change their minds. Friday morning in downtown Rock Island and later in downtown Moline, two advocates for saving the 120-year-old building started a campaign called Change My Mind. Bridget Ehrman and Tom Sparkman set up a table along the street to discuss with anyone walking by the county's plan to demolish the courthouse. They're trying to teach people about the history of the dispute and what could be done to end it. Ehrman says lots of people are not aware of the potential for the Rock Island County Courthouse to be sold and placed on the tax rolls.
When we talk to people that aren't involved in the issue, they say that they didn't know that there was an investor involved. So that's one of the things we're just concerned about. We're concerned that our taxes were raised 11.9% in December, and then we're concerned that they want to spend money on tearing it down.
She and Sparkman want people to know the Rock Island County Board refuses to consider selling the courthouse as proposed by Landmarks Illinois to settle a lawsuit.
They would like to go to a RFP process, which the city of Rock Island has offered to help them create the RFP, send it out to bid, and with the bid you could put in like timelines for penalties for not reaching certain milestones. So to us, we like to see them do their due diligence, at least try. If you try and you're not successful, then we can't blame you, but at least give it an effort.
Sparkman says Rock Island County taxpayers would not have to pay for renovating the courthouse, but if the county sold it, the owners would pay for it. In addition, a new state law could provide historic tax credits to help make redevelopment more affordable. The case is pending with the Illinois 3rd District Appellate Court. No one had earned a beer as of midday, but the two will try again next month. I'm Michelle O'Neill.